It is still hard to believe it happened.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
The award for Best Picture accidentally presented to the cast of La La Land instead of the actual winner, Moonlight. Presenters Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway were reportedly given the wrong envelope containing the winner for Best Actress, not Best Picture. The Best Actress was Emma Stone from La La Land. And joining us now is John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now. John, it is just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, last year the Twitter hashtag was Oscar so white. Right. This year it's Oscar so wait, what? It was really unbelievable, kind of surreal moment. But I have to say that is it Jordan Horowitz, who from La La Land, very gracious about something that had to be a knee-buckling experience for him.
Yeah, he kind of took control there. And even before Jimmy Kimmel, the host, came up to help sort out what had happened, he said, it's Moonlight, you guys come up and accept your award. By the way, both great films, but a lot of people very happy that Moonlight was, in fact, the winner there.
Absolutely.
Now, you came in to talk to us about all of the ads that went on during the Oscars. This is still a very big night for advertisers.
It certainly is. It's known as, don't blame me for this, the Super Bowl for women. And a lot of advertisers go and make special ads for the Oscars. It's interesting. They're about $2 million per 30-second spot. And in reality, the Super Bowl is a cheaper buy. Hmm. Per viewer, you get a better value at the Super Bowl than at the Oscars. But people drop an awful lot of money.
And some of the ads are good, and some of them you think are not so good. And let's get to one that you did not think worked. It came from Walmart, which tapped four well-known Hollywood directors to create 60-second commercials based on six products listed on the receipt. Here is Seth Rogen's project.
Scooter, 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 scooter.
Paper towels, paper towels.
What was wrong with this?
It was just a mishmash. It had six products. It worked them all in, but it was six separate little vignettes. The other ones at least had narratives. Head-scratching narratives in some cases, but they had narratives. This one was just sort of it just felt like a sort of slapdash.
One that is being talked about a lot is the one from the New York Times. They talked about the truth in their 30-second ad. Let's listen to a clip.
The truth is our nation is more divided than ever.
The truth is alternative facts are just plain delusional.
The truth is the media needs to be held accountable.
The truth is locker room talk is harmless.
The truth is we need to put the safety of the...
What did you think of that one?
I thought it was really difficult to follow. And I think it's that a kind of a conference room ad. You know, people get together in the conference room and they watch it and they approve it and they don't realize people don't watch ads like that on television. I thought it tried to do too much in a 30-second spot.
Any other commercials we should talk about?
Well, I think, you know, Cadillac ran a 60-second commercial called Carrie that felt very political about coming together as a country. Cadillac said, it's not political or social, it's about the American spirit, but it was political or social.
Right. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people were expecting the Oscars, I guess, to be more political. It turned out that the headline from the Oscars had nothing to do with politics. It was just about the fiasco that happened at the very end. John Carroll,
exactly.
Media analyst with Here and Now and professor of mass communication at Boston University. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.